The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio. And we are here with Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And the theme this weekend, very appropriately, is what are you grateful for? As you as listeners, if you're thinking about it right now, think about the things that you're grateful for, and especially if you have a senior loved one or know of a senior in your world, how can you do some things for them that make their life easier, that they can feel gratitude as well? And so, Daphne, one of the things, of course, I keep saying, and we said in the last segment, is how grateful we are for you and all of the things that you do for our Northwest families. And I am just really excited to talk about this next segment of how easy you make things for families, which is so important right now. In times of strife and struggle, you are still very viably helping, probably in new ways that, you know, more ways, expanded ways than you have before. Is that correct?
That is absolutely true. Pinnacle Senior Placements, we are now, our company is just embarking into our 7th year of existence. I've been doing this job for 21 years in helping families find the right care and housing for their loved ones and walking them through that journey and helping families discover, you know, what their highest values are, what are their physical needs, emotional needs, spiritual needs, and kind of narrowing the play field, I guess, of your options that fit more uniquely to your story. And so I have to say, I am personally very grateful that we have had so many people in our communities that have chosen to trust us and to let us go through this journey of the next chapter of life for someone, because that's really what it is, the next chapter of life for our elders, our seniors, right, who may not be able to live in their homes alone anymore on a safe basis, or there might be something physical that has changed, but it's just the next chapter of life. And so I just want to have a heart of gratitude that I thank all of our listeners who have called. There are so many people that I'm helping right now. I want to just kind of highlight a story that happened recently, and this is for a 92-year-old gentleman, and he's born and raised in Seattle, and a very a successful man, professionally successful with his family, his marriage. He's now widowed and had a very, very full life. I mean, I think he traveled on all 7 continents with his wife in his younger years, and very intelligent man. Life was full and busy. And now, for the last 11 years, he's been living in his own home alone. And life has been getting smaller and smaller. And in the last 5 years, he has stopped driving. There's been a series of caregivers who have come into his home and built relationship with him and helped him, you know, be able to stay in his home as long as possible. And these are all wonderful things. But now he's at the place where he recognizes he needs more care and that it's time to move out of his home. And his children, I'm so very thankful, reached out to us and were able to help them and go through this whole process. And I want to just show a little bit of how that happens. It's, you know, I got the phone call from the daughter, and she's already looked at some places and been, you know, having conversations for, she said, the last 2 years. She knew this day was coming. Mm-hmm. And so she had some education, and I said, you know, this is the first step we need to do is get you and me and Trish, who works in the area they wanted to live, a colleague of mine, on a Zoom call. And so we actually met on a Zoom, and I taught everybody how to do that, and went famously well. So there were 5 of us, and we got to just have conversations about their dad and discover,
I love that.
Oh, I forgot about dad. I forgot that he liked to do that. I thought about that the other day, and I thought, I wonder if dad could do XYZ hobby again. And so through that conversation, we were able to get a snapshot of who our new client was and what things might be important to him. Now, remember, he hasn't done a lot of these things in years. Again, very successful man, very intelligent, independent, kind of a man's man, very physical, skiing, hiking, you know, outdoors. And now, you know, picture this man's life is in his house alone.
Yeah.
And now we're going to have the joy of expanding his next chapter of life.
Yes.
And I have to tell you, the children were so excited. Like, Daphne, this is possible? And I said, absolutely.
The more honest
you are with me and telling me who your dad is, the more that we can hone in and find just the right community for your dad.
And you know, what you're doing is, these are questions that families would never ask themselves. You know, oftentimes there's so much emotion around, oh, we have to make this change. Oh, this is going to be hard. I don't know how we're going to deal with this. All this uncertainty and not having the right resources that you don't even think about asking the questions of how could, you know, what are things that dad loves to do? What are ways in which, you know, that things that he could pick up that would be exciting for him? And those are the things I think that you bring to the table, is that quality of life piece that we oftentimes as families forget about. You know?
Right. Yeah. Well, it's mostly because we don't know if there's an option of having it. The other piece that comes in during this time is dealing with COVID. And, you know, right now that is just like puts the brakes on everybody. No, I don't understand how that's going to work. Can I see my mom or dad? Can I do this? Are they safe? So in that hour and a half conversation that we had on Zoom, we were able to talk very directly about what does visitation mean and what things are important to you as a family. So because Pinnacle is always at the cutting edge of knowing what's going on in the state of Washington, we change literally weekly in terms of how our elders are cared for. And so we're paying attention to that and keeping educated. And so we're able to give you hard information about how a visit actually can happen or not, and what are the clear expectations, rather than having the ambiguity of the unknown. Let's talk about what really will take place. The other piece that comes out of this, and this is something I'm very grateful for, is families being open to hearing new information. It is hard to step out of our comfort zone. And so if you have that quality in your family naturally, celebrate it. Be grateful for it. If it's something that you need to work at, have courage to reach out and call. You know, these to walk through the areas of the unknown can show light and can bring on hope. And that's what I've been discovering in the last few months, because we're weary. We're tired of COVID. We're tired of masks. We're tired of not seeing our mom and dad when they're, you know, at an assisted living or adult family home or at a nursing care facility. We're tired. But we can look at things. And so we can say, let's call Pinnacle Senior Placements. Let's call Daphne. Talk to somebody on her team of seven. Let's figure out if there's something that could be a little adjusted in the community that they're at, or maybe disease processes have moved forward and we need to do a different kind of care, or maybe we just need something simple as getting a couple caregivers coming into the home.
I think a lot of what you're talking about, which is I think is really important, is that, again, it goes back to we don't know what's possible, and we don't know. I think when we're emotional about things, we may not understand it from a broader perspective, that there may be options that we may not have thought of. And certainly the other flip side of it is there's a lot of people, because we feel stuck, and yet we know mom or dad can't be living alone anymore. So what we're doing is, you know, putting our own lives on hold and, you know, trying to take care of a loved one that really needs a higher degree of care, but they're still in their home. There are ways in which everybody can win in this process. And certainly having a resource like you that can help them lay out, you know, there are many options here. It's not just a crystal clear, you know, cookie cutter thing that happens. And I think that's one of the things that with our families out there, I think sometimes the consumer market is, they don't understand that there's multiple ways and options, that every senior is different and every family is different, and all of those factors come into play.
That's exactly right. I have two families that I'm working with the seniors directly. The daughters contacted me. My mom's very, alert oriented, doing her own thing. Her body's kind of failing her. She lives in Port Townsend. She needs to see the water. Daphne, what can I do? I just don't even know if there's something out there like that. And the daughter, I was telling her just stories, and she's like, oh my gosh, I'm having my mom call you. Great. And
I love
now
this.
I'm in dialogue with her mom, and we're talking about options. I have a married couple that, live in North Seattle. They've been in the same house for 65 years. They have, I think, 5 children. They're all at their wit's end because mom and dad are really independent, but they're not safe. I've been working with that family since last January, still working with them. But there's hope.
And that's okay. It's a process.
Yes, it is a process. That's totally okay. There's hope. There's a partnership that gets developed. There's trust that gets developed. This is not something to take lightly and just, throw a dart at the dartboard and say, okay, I've looked at 3 places. I'm going to pick one of them and call it good. No, this is about your parents in most situations. Their life, their next chapter of life. Let's make it good.
Yes. And next chapter of life, like we said, can take on many forms. And I want to talk a little bit in our final segment of all the people that are here for our families and for us in these times of transition that take care of our loved ones. And certainly, Daphne, you have connection to all of them. So in the meantime, before we sign off to our next segment, how do we reach you?
The best way, 855-734-1500. That's our direct line at 855-734-1500. And you can also get to us at PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com. Again, that's PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com on the internet.
There we go. And Daphne, we'll be right back right after this.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.